rockmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
And we're back. Well, good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Today, you can tell we're having a good time already. Today is March 12th, and we are live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for today's guests on the program, throw those in the chat, and we'll be happy to present those to our guests. Today's guests are Patrick Uran and Meredith Warner. Patrick is known as well as the Real Theater Artistic Director. He's also the Oak Mountain Academy Head of School. If you would like to hear an interview with Patrick as the head of school at Oak Mountain, come back and see us on Thursday, because we're going to be talking with him and some of the rest of the faculty from Oak Mountain Academy. Meredith Warner joining us today is also, in addition to being the Oak Mountain Academy receptionist, she is also the Real Theater's managing director. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the Real Theater, the Real Theater's 2024 season, and the upcoming production, Conversations with Cicely Daniels. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thank you both for waking up bright and early.
Thanks for having us today.
And putting up with my inability to know which things to turn up. Well, let's get right into it. So let's chat a bit about backgrounds, your personal story that brought you to this place here. We'll start with Patrick.
Great. Well, good morning, Josh. Thank you again for having us on the show. We are excited to be here and talk a little bit about the Real Theater. So I actually started my my performing arts career about 30 years ago. I started as an actor, as most people do, and then went on to do a lot of design work and found my way into directing. And I eventually found my way from directing into producing. And I realized that I love all aspects of the performing arts, including the business side of it as well, which is why we ventured into doing putting together this company, The Real Theater, with a couple of other folks as well. And so I really enjoy being able to be on the business side of it as an artistic director. I love being able to be on the artistic side with the directing of it as well. And we're just coming off of a really great weekend of Love Letters, which was really exciting. We're 11 tickets from selling out the entire run of the show, and we had many local folks join us for that, which was really exciting as well. So with a 30-year career in the performing arts, I'm excited to be able to be a part of the Real Theater with the team that we've put together and being able to share some of these opportunities with our local community.
Excellent. Meredith, same.
Well, I had a passion for performing from the time that I was a student, and I'm not going to throw out things like 30 years because Patrick's just braver than me. but I started with community theater after I was married and had children, and it was a hobby for me. It was something I'd always been passionate about, and I enjoyed it. So I started working with the different theater groups in Carroll County and have just kind of continued to always take that as an actor role, and then whenever the opportunity came to actually become a part of the Real Theater, which is allowing me the opportunity to see more behind the scenes of how you can bring theater to more people and how you can grow a theater company to be so much more than just a theater company, to be an educational avenue. I teach drama to teens in the summer. I teach drama to teens in the evenings. So the educational component of it was just really, really attractive to me as well. So it's become something that I'm really, really passionate about, and I really enjoy being part of the Real Theater.
Well, hopefully I can talk Patrick into a solo concert just with you, because I hear you're a great singer. Clearly wearing a lot of hats, you're both getting so much done, especially, you know, with this exciting new venture, The Real Theater. Patrick, what's The Real Theater all about?
So this is really interesting, because Meredith and I both got our start In the community theater here in Carrollton. And this is one of the things that that kind of drew us together when we started working in the community theater here in Carrollton many, many years later when we reconnected, when I moved back to Carrollton. And the community theater has drawn us back into this again. And one of the things that I think connected us is the fact that theater is really all about connection and discovery. At the end of the day, it's really about human connection. And so that's what the real theater is really all about. It's about the real authentic connection and discovery that we go through on a journey together. And so the Real Theater is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization that is about bringing people and audiences together, pulling back the magic veil, and sharing with people how it all comes together so that we can create artistic experiences and works that allow us to have conversations. And through those conversations, we connect the arts with the audience. And so there are four branches to it, and she's talked about one of them. One of them is the adult education branch. We have lots of great programming here through our school systems, through the universities, also through the art center that we have here in town. And we're enhancing that and adding to it by bringing together professional artists from all over the world to come in and create weekend intensive workshops for the adults within our community. You don't have to have any experience or training at all. You just have to have a love and passion to learn. And so one of the things that we're doing, you're creating these weekend intensives where you can come and experience what it's like to create something in the performing arts. It could be anything that's on stage, or it could be anything that's around the design elements for that as well. And so bringing in a professional guest artist for design, could be multimedia, could be performance, and learning what that process is like to craft and to bring that piece to the stage. Another element that we have to it, or another branch that we have to it, is the writer's workshop. And so once a year, we're looking at bringing together playwrights to come to town. And we'll host a series where we'll have these works that are in progress read by local folks. And then we'll engage in a conversation where we'll provide feedback. The audience will provide feedback to the playwrights, and then the actors that are reading them will provide feedback to them as well. And we'll engage in a conversation about the evolution of the work. That allows the audience members to see and understand how a story arc is developed. And then another branch to it is going to be the Professional Guest Artist Series, which is what we're here to talk about today with Cicely Daniels coming in. And that is basically a live show where we'll interview a professional artist about what the experience is like to live this life. And then they will display their talent. Cicely, who's going to be here with us on the 23rd, who we'll talk a little bit more about later, will be spending 90 minutes. I'll be interviewing her, and we're going to talk about what her journey is like. And then she'll perform some songs from her Broadway shows as well. And then the fourth branch of it is production company, where we'll mount full shows. And so at the end of a season for us, you will have had a chance to hear from the artist's perspective, so that as you go and see the show, you'll understand what it's like to live that life and create that character. You will understand how it the craft comes together when you put that production together from the design perspective of it. You'll understand how the story arc is developed from the writer's perspective. And then you'll get to see a show and see how it all comes together with all of those different elements. And so the Real Theater is about creating an authentic experience of connection and discovery with all elements of the performing arts. That's what we're really all about.
Dedication to exploring all the possible dimensions of the theater experience, both as the writer, the actor, the member of the audience experiencing it. Meredith, let's talk a bit about the 2024 season.
Well, the Real Theater has an entire slate of offerings for the 2024 season, and all of them kind of meet each of those different pillars of what the Real Theater, you know, is based around. We just finished with Love Letters. We just talked about that, which had a great reception. Our next event is our Conversations with Cicely Daniels, and I'm going to speak cryptically so that I don't violate trademark. It's very much like a very common talking show where there's a certain actor that's in a studio and they might have a conversation with someone, except we also will be able to see Cicely Daniels perform, which is just that's normally a Broadway ticket. And so you'll actually be able to see her perform some of her songs and her works from those. And that's coming up on March 23rd. After that, we've got the Broadway Bradshaws. And they are, it's a couple that has been performing on Broadway and Disney productions at the Disney parks and things like that. And they're actually doing four performances with us the weekend of April 12th through the 14th. And they'll actually do like one Disney show. It's something that people will actually get to see a family who they live and work in this theater, musical theater life. And then later in the summer, we're really excited because we will have Evita. That's going to be our Real Theater's first major production, September 3rd through the 8th. And then have matinees on the 7th and the 8th as well. But Evita will be starring professional lead actors, but then it will be populated, as far as the ensemble goes, with local community actors that will audition, and they'll be a part of a very successful production that is well known, and that people, I mean, people love Evita, and if you don't sing Don't Cry for Me Argentina as soon as you hear the word Evita, then you know you're not a huge Broadway fan. After that, we've got some master classes and more conversations. There's going to be a master class on acting with Doug Chancel Harry, who's also the Real Theater's other co-artistic director. And that's going to be in October, the weekend of the 4th through the 6th. We've got conversations with Vincent Michael, who is also a Broadway actor and performer. And he'll be sharing his experiences with that as well. And that's November 9th. And then in December, we'll have a masterclass on directing with Patrick Uran, who has directed so many different productions, not just, you know, Love Letters that we just finished, but he has done so much directing with the community theater and has done directing with the community theater for a long time. He's got a really specialized gift for being able to visualize what a show can be and what it hasn't been brought to us as before. So there's always a different spin and a little bit of a different take whenever Patrick directs. And that's one of the things that I love about being an actor for him. But it's also one of the things that allows him to have that vision that he can share whenever we do this masterclass with him.
Time is 8:42 and we are talking about the Real Theater with our guests, Patrick Uran and Meredith Warner. We need to go ahead and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation as we chat about the Real Theater, and we'll talk about the upcoming show in a bit more detail, conversations with Cicely Daniels, and so much more. So stay with us. Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And welcome back to Community Voice. Time is 8:43 a.m., and it is March 12th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we're talking about the Real Theater. If you're just tuning in, you know, we are live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guest, possibly have any questions about upcoming shows in the 2024 season, any available dates and whatnot, please feel free to hop in the chat. And I'd love to put those out to our guest. So let's get right back into it. Patrick, let's talk a bit about the conversation series, as such as the one that we've been discussing, Conversations with Cicely Daniels.
Sure. Yes. So the Conversations with Cicely Daniels, the whole point of this particular series is to bring artists' stories to life. So one of the great things about our Carrollton community is we have a lot of artists within our community, a lot of talented artists within our community. And so providing an opportunity to network our local artists with artists that are in larger cities and all over the world is really what this is about, is providing that opportunity and bringing it to town. So having Cicely Daniels come to us from New York City, who's been on Broadway and been in national tours, who is currently living that life and has for many, many, many years, to be able to come, sit down. I've got 90 minutes worth of questions that I'm going to ask her. She's going to tell her story. She's and you're about to hear a lot from her during the show, but I think Meredith's probably going to share some of her bio with you as well. But she's got a really amazing story growing up in Baltimore and where she went to school, how she got into the performing arts, what her journey has been like on national tours, Broadway. And then to hear her instrument, her voice is to die for. It is an amazing tool. And to hear what the experience is like auditioning and what her stories are like when she's cast in those shows, when she's understudying, and when she's in a show and she is cast as three different principals, what that rehearsal process is like, what it is like when you think you show up to the theater at 5 o'clock for an 8 o'clock curtain, and at 7:30, you think you're going on as one role, and then you realize, oh no, you're going on as a different principal role, and what that is like to turn that around that quickly. What it's like to do the media circuit, what it's like to train for something like that, what it's like to get in the heads of those that are in casting, what it's like to network with a cast of other artists. And so just the whole journey to live that life, she's gonna share that story. You've gotta be resilient if you're gonna be in the performing arts. And this is what her full-time job is. And so she also, in addition to performing, she teaches master classes as well. She's also a mom. She's a wife. She's a composer. She's a lyricist. She does a whole lot of different things within this world. And so you're going to get to learn and understand as an audience member who she really is. So this series is about not only showcasing their talent, so she'll perform for you, but she's also going to reveal herself. And she's going to reveal her journey for you. And so the whole series is set up to get to know this individual. And then at the end of the night, the audience members will have a chance to ask her questions. And so you'll get to engage in discussion with her as well. And so that connection piece, you'll get to discover who she is, and then you'll get to connect with her as an individual and make those kind of contacts and really learn and grow from what her experience. It'll be a masterclass in and unto itself, in addition to a performance.
Yeah, something you can still bring your friends, bring your family out, get to experience, hear that firsthand experience.
And if you're not able to come in person, we're also going to be live streaming it through our website. So if for some reason you don't live locally or you cannot make it in person, you can go onto the website and you can log in and you can buy a ticket and you can live stream and watch it through the website and still ask questions to the website as well and participate as a full audience member. So we have an in-person and a virtual opportunity for this event.
Excellent. So even if you can't make it in person,
that's right,
you can still stream the event and get to hear her amazing talents.
And ask questions at the end.
That's slick. You can ask questions in the chat.
Yep.
Very, very cool. Maybe we should expand a bit about on Cicely Daniels. Meredith, tell us a bit about Cicely Daniels.
Well, Patrick already hit on the fact she grew up in Baltimore, Maryland. She had always had her sights set on being a Broadway performer, and she worked, went to school, and made that a reality. She has performed under numerous contracts on Broadway. She's been in Rent. She's been in All Shook Up, the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, A Night with Janis Joplin. She was the first and the only African American performer to perform the role of Ursula in Disney's Little Mermaid on Broadway. So she created a role in that as well. The last thing that she's been in on Broadway that you would have seen her in was the Tony Award winning revival of Once on This Island. But she's also done national tours, and she's done regional shows. She's performed in Newsies, Beauty and the Beast, Ain't Misbehavin', things like that. But she has this ability to create these magical moments on stage that really connect the audience with her. And, in theater, there is the theory that there is a fourth wall. and you're not supposed to break the fourth wall. And she has, you know, in this opportunity with her, these conversations with her, we get to move beyond that fourth wall, and we get to actually have those conversations with her and see what goes into the building of these characters that she has crafted so beautifully. And we get to find out how exactly she's able to do that and how she's able to make those deep and personal connections with an audience in a 2-hour show. So,
well, Patrick, I would like to ask how can, you know, the community support the Real Theater? I mean, and one of the ways they could do so is by coming out to see this, to experience this event. Sure. Could you speak a bit on why folks are going to want to be sure to catch this, but also how in the greater picture that continues to support the Real Theater?
Sure. I think folks should come out and see Sicily, because if they don't, it's just a missed opportunity. We don't have a whole lot of opportunities where folks of Sicily's caliber can come out and share their story at this personalized kind of level, where you have direct access to that individual like this. She has worked with Roberta Flack, Cheri Renee Scott, David Hyde Pierce, Titus Burgess, Sutton Foster, Alex Newell. She's worked with so many amazing people, and you're going to hear those stories, and you're going to have a chance to engage with her. So people should come out, if they're available, to see her and hear what those stories are all about for the human connection of it. In terms of supporting the Real Theater and the endeavors that we have of building community and connection and discovery, come see the events. If you're not able to come see the events, just like us on social media and then share the posts. We also have many opportunities that you can donate or you can sponsor. Since it is a 501c3 not-for-profit, all donations and sponsorships are tax deductible. So it could be anything from coming and participating in the experience to supporting with financial gifts, in-kind gifts, or the thing that costs nothing at all. Just share the information on social media for us as well. What we're trying to do is create opportunities for connection and discovery within our community for anyone who is interested.
I just heard the phone ring. I think that the folks that are tuning in, particularly business owners, you know, or some of these civic clubs, these organizations, they hear about the things that are happening within the Real Theater, and they hear about, I mean, a performance, a conversation like this would pretty much be exclusive to some of your larger universities. And at that point, you're sharing her with a few hundred people.
Right.
I imagine that folks that are tuning in, they hear that, they're probably already reaching out because they want to sponsor this and bring art like this, from New York, from abroad to our very own hometown. Time is 8:52. We need to go ahead and take our second commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with Meredith Warner and Patrick Uran as we discuss the Real Theater, the 2024 season, and conversations with Cicely Daniels coming up on March 23rd. You're not going to want to miss it. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Monday. Yeah, Monday, March.
Tuesday.
I don't know what day it is.
Tuesday, do not set us back a day.
I'm still sitting back time. Oh my God. I was so furious Sunday. I was like, didn't the Senate pass something on this?
I know.
And it turns out it didn't get through the House. So we're still doing daylight savings time. The voices you just heard, that is Meredith Warner and Patrick Uran. Patrick's the Real Theater Artistic Director, as well as the head of school at Oak Mountain. And Meredith is the Real Theater Managing Director, in addition to one of the office administrative assistants with Oak Mountain Academy. If you're just tuning in, be sure to check out the podcast of this episode, as well as the live stream, which we are still doing right now, on our WLBB Facebook page. If you have any last-minute questions or comments for Meredith and Patrick, feel free to throw those in there. I'd be happy to read those out. So in the time we have left, probably have about 5.5 minutes. If we could, Patrick, let's talk about the Real Theater again. And I think it's just to really hit what folks can expect, not just communing with the theater, but also this upcoming season, the 2024 season.
Sure. So the Real Theater is a 501c3 not-for-profit theater company that is more than just a production company. We are really about supporting all of the arts that are in our community, and we've got a really vibrant arts community. We have the Cultural Arts Center that's over here. We have the local university that's over here, and we have other organizations within our local community that produce performing arts as well as visual arts. And this is one of the great things about the community is it's a really artistic place. And so the Real Theater is supporting what those arts organizations are doing by adding to it and creating different venues and opportunities. And so we're doing productions, but that's really not what we're all about. We are really all about providing connection and discovery opportunities through four different branches, through the guest artist series like Cicely Daniels, through the writer's workshop that we're looking to do once a year, through the adult ed programming as well. And so these four different branches that we're doing, it's really all about connecting our audience to discovering and creating an opportunity to have conversations about relevant topics and works. So if you'll look at what our season is on our website, which is www.therealtheater.com, we're also on Facebook and we're on Instagram, or you can reach out and give us a call at 470-279-0916. We'll be happy to have conversations with you about it. But if you look at the content and the work that we're doing, it's really all about opening up conversations to connect people and to also discuss relevant topics. And so the season that we have set up that is in place, we just finished a production of Love Letters that had a lot of our local community leaders that were in it. And if you look at what Love Letters is all about, Love Letters is a 6-decade journey of a relationship. And it created an opportunity to have lots of wonderful conversations about what a relationship looks like that travels 6 decades and how you sustain a relationship for 6 decades as friends, as lovers, as partners, and in what it looks like and how it transcends. There's a great learning opportunity for anyone that's in the middle of a 6-decade relationship at any point. And so you can learn and you can grow from watching somebody's story unfold like that. Cicely Daniels is coming in on March 23rd at 7 o'clock. She'll be at the Depot. And we're going to learn a lot about what her journey is like. She's a Yale graduate who has been on performing in New York City for over a decade with under 8 Broadway contracts and national tours. And she's been in everything you can imagine. And not just musical theater as well. She's done a lot of regular theater plays, and she's also done concert series, and she's worked with the best of the best, some of the most famous people in the world. We're going to learn what her journey and story is like and what it takes to be a performing artist. We've got another conversation series coming up with Vincent Michael towards the end of the year in November. And then we've got the Broadway Bradshaws coming up in concert in April. Not only are they going to perform 4 different concerts for you, but in the middle of those concerts, they're going to share their journey of what it's like to be a family on Broadway and performing in Disney parks. And so you're going to learn their life story through their concerts as well. And then, of course, Evita, which is the musical we're looking at doing, it's a true story. And so you can kind of, and then the master classes we're having, I'm doing one in directing as Doug is doing one in acting. And so you can see by the content that we have set up that it's not just random content that's picked. It all has a purpose about connection and discovery, and that's what the Real Theater is all about.
One more time, we only have about a minute left. If you could, where can folks learn more, and not just about the upcoming shows, but learn, you know, where they can learn about sponsorship opportunities, you know, learn about buying tickets, everything and everything.
Absolutely. We are on social media, Facebook and Instagram, and our website, www.therealtheater.com. Theater is spelled with an R-E at the end, not an E-R. And we do have wonderful opportunities for all levels of sponsorship and donations. And because we are a 501c3 not-for-profit, it is all tax deductible. And 100% of that income that comes in goes to support the artists themselves that are coming in. We as staff members do not take any money from it at all. This is all donation of time on our part. So all of the money goes directly into supporting all of the artists that we're bringing in to support our community.
Patrick, Meredith, thank you both for taking the time to come chat with us about this these exciting developments with the Real Theater.
Thank you so much, Josh, for having us.
We appreciate you having us.
Thank you for everyone tuning in. We'll see you next time.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.